This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Traditional Chinese herb shows promise for androgenetic alopecia treatment. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Polygonum multiflorum, a traditional Chinese medicinal root used for over a millennium, is gaining scientific attention as a potential treatment for androgenetic alopecia, according to emerging research documented in ethnopharmacological studies. The herb demonstrates multiple mechanisms that align with modern understanding of hair follicle biology and may offer a natural alternative to conventional hair loss treatments. Key takeaways: Polygonum multiflorum shows ability to block 5-phi reductase, the enzyme that produces hair loss, promoting DHT hormone. Laboratory studies demonstrate the herb can activate beta-catenin signaling pathways crucial for hair growth. Traditional uses spanning over 1,000 years aligns remarkably with modern hair follicle biology research. 1,000-plus years of documented traditional use for hair and scalp in Chinese medicine. Polygonum multiflorum's multi-target approach to hair loss. Four key mechanisms identified in laboratory studies: 5-phi reductase inhibition, high hair growth. Signaling high follicle protection, moderate circulation enhancement, moderate source. Ethnopharmacological Research, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Ancient wisdom meets modern science. Polygonum multiflorum, known as He Shou Wu in traditional Chinese medicine, has been prescribed for hair and scalp conditions since ancient times. Recent laboratory investigations published in ethnopharmacological journals suggest the herb's traditional reputation may have scientific merit. The plant contains bioactive compounds including stilbenes, anthraquinones, and phospholipids that appear to target multiple pathways involved in hair loss. These findings represent a convergence of traditional knowledge with contemporary dermatological research, according to researchers studying natural approaches to androgenetic alopecia. Targeting the root cause of male pattern baldness. One of the most significant mechanisms identified involves the herb's ability to inhibit 5-phi reductase, the enzyme responsible for converting testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, DHT. DHT is the primary hormonal driver of androgenetic alopecia, causing hair follicles to shrink and eventually stop producing hair. Laboratory studies documented in biochemical research show that specific compounds in Polygonum multiflorum can block this enzymatic conversion. This mechanism mirrors that of finasteride, a widely prescribed pharmaceutical treatment for male pattern baldness, but through natural pathways. Additionally, the herb appears to activate beta-catenin signaling pathways, which are crucial for hair follicle development and regeneration, according to research published in dermatological studies. Beyond hormone blocking, comprehensive follicle support. The herb's therapeutic potential extends beyond hormone regulation to include direct follicle protection and enhanced scalp circulation. Research indicates that Polygonum multiflorum's antioxidant properties may shield hair follicles from oxidative stress, a factor that contributes to premature hair loss. Studies also suggest the herb can improve microcirculation in the scalp, potentially enhancing nutrient delivery to hair follicles. This vascular enhancement mechanism aligns with traditional Chinese medicine principles that emphasize blood flow and qi circulation for healthy hair growth, according to documentation in traditional medicine archives. Polygonum multiflorum demonstrates remarkable alignment between traditional therapeutic claims and modern understanding of hair follicle biology, targeting multiple pathways simultaneously. Research Team, Ethnopharmacological Studies, 2026. Clinical applications and future research. While laboratory findings are promising, researchers emphasize that controlled clinical trials are needed to establish optimal dosing, delivery methods, and long-term safety profiles. Current evidence comes primarily from in vitro studies and traditional use documentation rather than randomized controlled trials. Several research institutions are reportedly initiating clinical investigations to evaluate topical and oral formulations of standardized Polygonum multiflorum extracts. These studies aim to quantify the herb's effectiveness compared to established treatments and identify potential interactions or contraindications, according to sources familiar with ongoing research initiatives. What this means for patients: a potentially safer, natural alternative to synthetic hair loss treatments may be emerging, though clinical validation is still needed. For clinicians, understanding traditional medicine mechanisms may inform development of novel therapeutic approaches for androgenetic alopecia. For policymakers, investment in rigorous clinical trials for traditional medicines could unlock new treatment options while ensuring safety standards. Frequently asked questions: is Pelargonium multiflorum safe for hair loss treatment? While traditionally used for centuries, modern safety data from controlled clinical trials is limited. Some preparations have been associated with liver toxicity, emphasizing the need for standardized extracts and medical supervision. How does this herb compare to finasteride for male pattern baldness? Both target the 5-FA reductase enzyme, but through different mechanisms. Clinical trials are needed to directly compare effectiveness, with the herb potentially offering additional follicle-supporting benefits. When might Pelargonium multiflorum treatments become available? Standardized extracts exist in some markets, but evidence-based formulations require completion of ongoing clinical trials, likely within the next 3 to 5 years, for regulatory approval. The convergence of ancient wisdom with modern scientific validation represents a promising avenue for hair loss treatment innovation. As clinical research advances, Pelargonium multiflorum may bridge the gap between traditional medicine and evidence-based dermatology, offering patients new therapeutic options grounded in both historical use and contemporary understanding of hair follicle biology. Source: Ancient Chinese medicine could transform hair loss treatment.